from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Chef Kevin McGuire Sr., age 54 at the time of this interview.
I was born in Braddock, Pennsylvania. I grew up with my grandmother, and she was very strict on me, very strict. Had to be in the house 9:30. She was from Virginia, so during my youth, when I was young, I used to go travel down Virginia, and I used to work beside my grandmother in tobacco fields. And I wish someone had took a picture of that. And she used to always tell me, pick your speed up, baby, pick your speed up. I went to school for tailoring dressmaking, learning to make clothes. I was the only guy in my class, and I think I took that class because of the girls in the class. I thought I wanted to make clothes, but my second backup was food service, and God have shined his blessings upon me. That's why right now I'm executive chef. I went to a Pennsylvania Culinary College downtown. I was ranked number one in my class. My grandmother taught me how to cook. The school taught me how to break it down and turn the black and white of culinary arts into the color. What I mean by that, they went into detail how to make a French demi-glace, how to do a French mirepoix. So my grandmother showed me the basics, but the school took it to a whole new level. I specialize in Southern delights. Me being around my grandmother, growing up through the South, but I add a French twist to my food. I used to work at a hospital called Central Medical in the Hill District. The hospital is torn down. Just like in life, you crawl, then you walk. I was a pot washer. I was the best pot washer in the house. My first mentor is Jesus Christ, number one mentor. My grandmother was my second mentor. From there, I had executive chefs in culinary arts. My grandmother ended up butt kickings during the time she was training me. So the chefs couldn't do that. They just had to go by the book. But when I used to go out of line, my grandmother would kick that butt and bring me back in and show me the right way how to do something. And I thanked her to her last days for doing that. My wife is my number one fan. If something ain't right, she let me know. And most of y'all chefs don't like to hear that. It's okay. No, you have to be humble in life. Whatever job you take on, you got to be humble with it because you're going to have good, you're going to have bad. I'm writing a book now. I'm writing a culinary cookbook, and the cookbook have Bible verses beside the recipe. The book is geared to bring families together. Father, son who's not talking, a mother, a daughter who's not talking. They got to communicate making this dish. For example, if you're making a chicken noodle, it should be just a plain recipe, nothing hard. The mother and father, mother and daughter, got to talk to do the recipe to make it. And that might break down a wall for them to see what's really going on in the household. So that's what I'm doing right now, doing a cookbook. I don't feel successful, I feel blessed. You hear a lot of people say, I'm lucky, I'm successful. I call them blessings. Everything comes from God. I'm not trying to sit there and preach, but everything comes from God. There's only two African-American chefs of the year in the city of Pittsburgh, and I'm one of them. I went to Iraq 2 years. I feel blessed when the bullets were flying over my head. I feel blessed the night I didn't go out and my gun truck got blown up. It wasn't luck. My advice is you have to go within your heart. And once you step out, you will ask God to bless anything in front of you. And once you step out into goodness, you got your backup plan. I was a chef going over into Iraq, and I thought I had a maid. But when you're in the military, you're a soldier. Soldiers come first. So once I went into the kitchen, I thought I had a maid. My commander put me out the kitchen, and I became a weapons specialist. So I went out on tours on the road. The second tour in Iraq, I hurt my back. In life, you should have a one game plan and a second game plan. Anything you do, you always have a second backup plan. My backup plan was food service. Did I think I was going to be chef of the year city of Pittsburgh? Did I think I was going to be ranked number one in my class? Did I think I was going to be in Italy cooking, Germany cooking? No. Life is sometimes like the weather, man. Some days are going to rain on you all day long. That means your day is going to be bad all day long. But when it rains, you pop up an umbrella. You adapt to it. When it's cold outside, you do what? You put a coat on. When it's hot, you do what? You take the coat off. Simple as that, y'all. And you adapt to life. Martin Luther King used to say, if you're going to sweep the streets, you'd be the best one. If you're going to take out garbage and be a garbage man, you'd be the best garbage man on the block. Whatever you do, be the best. It should be to the point that when you leave, people are still talking about you. I wanted to be a good chef, so I hang with good chefs. You hang with good people. Whatever you pick out in your life, in your career, you hang with good people in that career. If you want to be a plumber, you don't hang out with no electrician. You hang out with plumbers. So whatever you do in life, you hang out with the people who are doing the same thing, good people. You surround yourself with good people. Study. Do your work. Do it to the point that can't nobody do it better than you. At the end of the day, y'all, when y'all get in y'all bed, y'all thank God for that day. As soon as y'all wake up the next morning, the first thing y'all do when you open your eyes up, before you get out of bed, you thank God for waking you up. And you carry on your day. And you try your best to glorify his name throughout your day. Because he the one gave you the strength. Two legs, two arms, two eyes, a brain to think with.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Chris Mullen and Ryan Moriarty. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.